welcome to your weekly dose of Earth Eats. I'm Annie Corrigan, and I'll be guiding you through this episode of Pork and Pigs and Bacon. The deep, alluring voice you're about to hear is that of Chef Daniel Orr. He's a strong advocate for local food and local farmers. And today, in fact, he talks about local food with a local farmer.
Rebecca and Jim Fiedler are a couple of retransplanted Hoosiers who've been setting roots at the old family farm after pulling stakes in the Big Apple. They've literally traded skyscrapers for green acres. When not on their farm in Rome, Indiana, they can be found in regional farmers' markets preaching passionately about all things pork. They keep busy, holistically, humanely, and sustainably raising beef, lamb, and chickens. But Rebecca is most intrigued with her big black pigs. Today we find out that good food takes time and that Rome was not built in a day.
If you're a regular listener to Earth Eats, you know about Chef Orr and his love, obsession, infatuation with bacon.
How's it going?
So who better to chat with than someone who loves and raises pigs?
Oh, really?
We had tenderloins last night wrapped in dry cured bacon. It was really nice. It turned out really nice.
That's Rebecca Fiedler. We met up with her at the local farmer's market in Bloomington, Indiana.
Well, this is Annie from
NPR. Hi, Annie. Nice to meet you.
Hi there. Good to meet you, too. So let's talk pork.
Okay. We are 90 miles south of Bloomington in Perry County, Indiana. We moved back to my husband's family farm in 2002 from New York City. And we're just going to be gentleman farmers. But my husband's a very A-type personality. When he does something, he's going to do it. So now we went from just cows to cows, sheep, and pigs. I'd really like to focus more on pigs. That's my passion.
Now tell me what makes your animals different than, let's say, industrial farmers' meat.
Well, our meat is all grass-fed. They're never confined, always on grass, which is important for the health benefits of the animal and for after we eat the meat. It's so much healthier for us if they're only grass-based. And our pigs are special because they are a heritage breed, and they're always on pasture. They're born outside, live their entire lives outside. They stay with their mothers for about 3 months, which is unusual. Normally, piglets are born in a little crate. They get to nurse their mothers for about 2 weeks, and then they're moved over to the nursery, and then that sow goes back out to be rebred in 2 weeks.
Well, tell us what a heritage breed is.
A heritage breed is one that's not been commercialized to fit the American taste or fit the industrial model now. They're a fatter pig, and they have more flavor. They have the duck. Well, you look at the pork chop, and you can just see. And the I'll show you the bacon.
So
very...
There are a few streaks of meat, but it's heavily fatted. And what I like to do with this type of bacon is just to kind of almost sear it on both sides. And it has a different unctuous, toothsome texture to it that's different than...
It doesn't taste like fat. It's
right.
Delicious.
And so, I mean, it's not for the people that are going to cook it well done and extra crispy.
No.
Because you're just going to lose it all. But it's great on salads, on kind of bitter greens.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of omega-3s in it, which
it's
are healthy.
Pasture,
because
yes.
It is pastured pork.
But if you look at this, you can see this is like a ribeye pork chop. See this nice dark meat? You're not going to get this dark meat in a commercial breed. You have to go to a heritage breed. And look at that fat.
Now, in the restaurant, sometimes people that don't know about heritage pork will be a little freaked out because it's not pure white and
yes.
It's not completely lean.
Mm-hmm,
you know, I'm trying to teach people one diner at a time.
Americans are scared of fat. They think that fat is what made us fat, and it's not fat that's made us fat. Oh, we have some sausages over here.
Okay, Chef. Got to pull you away for this week. There's nothing quite like listening to two foodies chat it up. I love it. This has been Earth Eats with Chef Daniel Orr. This episode was produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. You can find recipes, photos, and much more on our website. Visit us online at wfiu.org/earth-eats. I got into this business initially for the classical music and the news coverage, but these days, my energies are so differently focused.
I'd really like to focus more on pigs. That's my passion.
I'm Annie Corrigan.